My name is Mike Hamilton. I am the Business Director of Plant Nutrients at AdvanSix.
Mike, let's start with an overview of the company itself, AdvanSix, who you are and what you're all about.
Okay. AdvanSix, we are, as of October 1st, we're an independent company, and we were formed after a spinoff. We were formerly the resins and chemicals business within Honeywell. We have more than 1,300 employees across four manufacturing locations, a couple of them here in Virginia and also in Pennsylvania. And we are a leading integrated nylon 6 business, and we have about a 60-plus year history of producing nylon 6. And in addition to that, we've been producing synthetic fertilizer at this site since the late 1920s. Ammonium sulfate is now our primary fertilizer product, and it represented about 25% of our business in 2016. And we sell ammonium sulfate under the Sulfen brand, and we sell pretty much all over the world, but primarily in North and South America.
Which crops is it most commonly used with?
You know, it depends upon the region, since, you know, since we sell across multiple regions. But in North America, you know, it's used as a lot of nitrogen fertilizer is on corn, wheat, cotton, sometimes on forage. In parts of Latin and South America, some of those crops get extended to things like coffee and sugarcane as well.
Well, today we wanted to talk a little bit about what I guess you could call smart farming. We're seeing farmers using the latest technology to really become as efficient as possible to maximize yields when possible. And I guess if we could get some background on an app that was developed by AdvanSix, and apparently there's a newer version of this app that you're pretty excited about. So what's the background here, Mike?
I think the background goes even further back than the app. I mean, we're the largest single site producer of ammonium sulfate in the world, and so we have a long history of producing ammonium sulfate. And with that history comes a commitment to understanding and being a leader in understanding the agronomic benefits of sulfur nutrition. So, you know, we go back decades and decades of doing research, working with growers and retailers, of understanding, doing field testing and research on using sulfur as a key nutrient, and educating the growers and the public about sulfur. And obviously, as technologies progressed several years ago, we decided to take some of that information and try to put it onto an easy-to-use app that you could download on various sources, including an iPhone. And so the background was, as we developed this app, so it'd be an easy way for fertilizer retailers or growers to look at various fertilizers and crops and understand, you know, what kind of economic benefit they can get based on adding sulfur nutrition to their nutritional package.
Well, I don't want to steer too far away from this app, and we'll certainly circle back to it. But as far as sulfur deficiencies that you're finding, and again, it's going to be region specific here, and you cover a big chunk of ground, but what are farmers seeing right now as far as the amount of sulfur in their soils and what their needs might be?
Well, we believe, and we have seen over the past, you know, over the past 5 to 10 years, I think we've seen a pretty strong growing recognition of the need to add sulfur as part of the nutritional package that growers use. But, you know, I know that there's still data out there, still a fair amount of data out there that indicates, you know, even in the U.S. where growers tend to be pretty technically advanced, that there are still significant pockets of sulfur deficiencies out there. And so, you know, one of our goals with the app and the other programs that we provide is to continue to try to educate people that, you know, leaving sulfur out of a nutritional package, you know, can be at the detriment to crop yields.
So walk us through the app and in general terms, how it would work for a farm operation.
So, and first of all, I'd like to say it's probably, you know, when we designed this app, it was obviously designed for a grower, but it's also designed for retailers as well to help them advise their customers. And so, I mean, I think the basics of the app are, we tried to, first of all, the data that's behind the app is we went out and although we have a lot of our own research data, we went out and used, you know, peer-reviewed public information on sulfur benefits from from both the IPNI and the Sulfur Institute. And so we built this information into the app, and then basically a user can go in the app and he can select what region of the country he's in. He can pick the crop that he's concerned about, and then he can look at basically things like fertilizer pricing, you know, what ammonium sulfate pricing is, what urea pricing is, and obviously important to the grower is what current crop pricing is. And then he can look at various levels of adding sulfur into that package, and based on, you know, the cost of adding sulfur and the benefits of the yield that the sulfur will provide, it provides an estimate of the type of return he'll get from adding that sulfur into his nutritional package.
So what we have now is basically an updated version of this app, new and improved, if you will. So in what areas would you say the app is most improved?
Number one, I mean, we continue to launch it so that it's available on various types of sources. So it's now available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. We've improved the interface to make it easier for users to use. We've optimized it now so it includes multiple nitrogen sources. And then we've also updated it so that it has access to some of the other educational things we have. Like on our website, we have sulfur management videos, which provide more education. So we just enhanced it to provide, you know, some of those newer characteristics.
Yeah, in a way, Mike, the recognition by farmers that they need to check their sulfur levels in the soil, that awareness, and then knowing that there's an app like this available to them, they sort of go hand in hand. So I'm curious about the response that you've had since it was introduced in 2014, and if you're seeing interest continue to grow.
Yeah, I mean, we've had somewhere between 750 and 1,000 downloads since 2014. So we've seen pretty good interest. And, you know, in talking to customers and talking to retailers, I mean, we've certainly gotten good feedback on, you know, number one, the information it provides, but also the fact that it's, you know, it's quick and easy and handy to use.
Anything else about the app or this topic in general, Mike, that you want to make sure we touch on?
I think, you know, a couple of things. I mean, number one, I think it's important that, you know, the value chain, the retailers and growers, you know, continue to reach out to sources like the app and various educational sources to understand the benefits of sulfur, particularly in times like these. Obviously, crop prices are lower now than they've been in the last several years, and, you know, there may be a tendency to cut back on certain things. And, you know, we believe that, you know, sulfur along with the N, P, and K is a critical nutrient. So making sure that those folks understand the benefits of continuing to strive for the best yields they can, even when crop prices are low, is important.
Well, yeah, that ROI, which the app, I don't know if we've covered the actual name of it yet. Well, you probably mentioned it, but I think about ROI, the return on investment, and the app is, you pronounce it as an acronym, right? ROSIE?
ROSIE, that's correct.
And for people that would like to download the app, do they just type in the ROSI and it will come up for them?
It should, yes, it very, very well should.
Very good. Mike, was there anything else that you wanted to say, maybe drive people to a website if they'd like to learn more about Advance6?
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, they can go out and Google Advance6 and find our company website. And they can also go out and look at www.sulfin.com, which will provide more information on our ammonium sulfate business.